We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's a Dolphins Victory Monday here, brought to you by Gunther Motors. You got to get to Gunther Mazda in Fort Lauderdale during the Gunther Mazda Season of Discovery sales event. That's on 441 just north of I-595, or visit GuntherMazda.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther Mazda.
All right, 20-play drive, 17-play drive, 14-play drive. A lot of big drives to have it that lopsided, and Dolphins just could not get off the field. Actually, anytime you're over 50%, on third down, it's really good. And yesterday, they had a rolling, but the Dolphin defense, man, got some huge stops. It sounds a little bit like the Baltimore game in that fourth quarter. Got a fourth down stop, and then able to just stop, just get them where they can't. They get a two-point safety. But outside of that, defense was listen, all those stats, and the only one that counts, they got 19 points.
That's it. 5 points in the second
and,
half.
And as it turned out, that safety wasn't so bad after all, the way that that thing. I don't know. Listen, if he doesn't turn into a butt punt, how far does he kick it? Because he's getting it up high because he didn't want to get it blocked. That thing might have worked out, right? And then so it's a safety. It goes out of the end zone, thank God, because if it goes straight up in the air,
my God, nightmare.
Buffalo, you see three or four guys looking for the ball, running to it. And if he catches it in the end zone, it's a touchdown for Buffalo. So we get a little break there. If you're going to do the butt punt, make sure it goes out of the end zone. It did by a couple of yards. And then that's where Morstead steps in and hits the big punt. The free kick, 74-yard punt to get him going back. I mean, it just kept going and going, got down there, and it really set him up. Really set him up for, you know, their timeouts were wiped out and everything else. But just a wild game. Hey, listen, folks, there's so many different parts. If I miss something and you think of it, let us know. 305-567-0560. Isaiah McKenzie, I'm sure, is going to take a lot of blame for this. He's been around this league. He's not a rookie. He chewed up a lot of time going across the field. And if you're going across the field and you know you don't have any timeouts, you better make sure you can get out of bounds. I feel like I've heard that and it's stuck in my head for years. If you're going to go on a crossing route and you know how many yards we need, but at the same time, you got to make sure if you're going across the field to get out of bounds, you better make sure you can get there. Right. By the way, Ingram, along with some other guys, make a great last-second tackle, a couple yards from the sideline there. And then what was it, 6-7 seconds? And then the countdown from the from the crowd.
Unbelievable.
And everybody's watching. Are they going to be able to spike it? Are they going to give it to him? And they didn't get it in time, and that's the ball game. We have on Twitter, at Joe Rose Show, we like to do Monday – we don't have to call him MVP, but we'd like to see who you consider to be the best player in the game. A lot of defensive players. We got Tua Tagovailoa in there. Great throw down the middle of the field, coming back in after
what
being injured.
Yep.
And then on top of that, Melvin Ingram, who had his best game and just played just unbelievable, had a couple of sacks. He was really good. Javon Holland was fantastic. Also had a big-time safety game. And Christian Wilkins has just been all over and got the big hit on the tight end. Did not see him coming because you don't expect a tackle to be running after you from the other side of the field and come over and stay with that play and just blasted them. Never saw from behind what was there. So anyway, those are your choices. Like to find out what you're thinking. If you get a chance this morning at Twitter, on Twitter, at Joe Rose Show, we'd love to hear who you vote for.
Where do you think the MVP vote is so far this morning?
In our poll. Best player. Okay, MVP.
Yeah, it's our MVP. It's our every Monday we give an MVP out. Where do you think the poll's heading in this direction?
Should be Ingram.
It's close. Javon Holland leading the way right now with 32%. Ingram 30%. Tua 25 is the closest we've ever had so far.
So
Wilkins at 12.4%.
Our safeties so close. A couple of interceptions.
Yep.
Brandon Jones jumps in front, got it right in his hands. Timed it, did everything right, little pressure. Yeah, a little pressure on him, so he's starting to guess a little bit who's going to be open and stuff. The safety's playing. Javon Holland, a little more difficult of a catch also, going to his left, had a chance to get an interception.
If Buffalo wins that game on a field goal, we're talking about those plays this morning.
And then on top of that, to be fair, they have one right in their hands. That is a pick six. Milano.
Oh, God. Thank goodness.
Cuts over.
Thank
and
goodness.
Hits him right between the numbers. It wasn't some difficult catch. As Jimmy always says, that's why he plays defense.
All right. He's already done that once this year, a pick six. He's got a pick six on the
board.
So
you get a break on that play. But, yeah, man, it was just a crazy play. Just everything that took place.
I like this text that just came in. We should have thought about it. The MVP is – they already know the MVP is. It's a South Florida Heat. Should have gotten a vote on poll for this. The heat, the sweltering weather here in South Florida.
They were some hurting dudes when all of a sudden with 7 seconds you're going, hey, sprint over, guys, sprint. They're going, really? We've been out here in a two-minute drill the whole game. What are we doing? So, yeah, it was crazy game, man. One of the craziest games the last 2 weeks. Back-to-back games that I've ever seen since I've been here.
So I appreciate, obviously, going with the defense for MVP. You know, they played a huge role. But how about just the fact that Tua goes back in that game? Because they lose if he doesn't go back in, right? I mean,
Teddy didn't look good.
I don't know, take shots at Teddy this morning.
No, but
he
didn't look good.
He just looked, like, flustered out there. Yeah. So Tua goes back in, and he throws the one big pass. He didn't have a great game or anything like that. But, guys, out on his feet. Doesn't have any teammates over there to help him stand up on his feet until after he falls down, which, by the way, don't they usually go pick that guy up?
Wait a second.
Anyway, he's out on his feet, comes back in the second half and throws that pass.
So wait a second.
All that toughness crap.
So you're giving him an MVP because the guys didn't come over to help him.
No, I just.
Well, what'd that have to do with the MVP?
Well, it'd be nice if his teammates, how the guy's out on his feet like that, he's passing out, but.
How about those guys?
His back's locked up.
If his back's locked up, they're not going to pick him up.
Right, it's dangerous.
That would have looked like to you?
That's what he said.
No, it didn't look like that to me. We're all in trying to figure out if he's going to play Thursday, let alone come back in the second half.
Yep, that was a topic of conversation where I was.
Listen, man,
by the way, who the hell?
Thursday.
For both of those teams, by the way, who the hell is going to play on Thursday? We need to get rid of Thursday night football or move the game to Sunday or something.
You think
can we
that's
flex
good?
It?
So flex you want to get Sunday? Rid of – that's another – you're on a roll this morning. You want to get rid of Amazon just paid a zillion dollars.
NFL just laughed
for the
at
next,
you, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah, right. Just like, really?
What
are
did
you
I tell
kidding?
You? That contract was till 2035,
that's
I believe,
brutal,
with Amazon.
That's brutal, though, man. I mean, you gotta go
would
play
rather get
days.
That game over right now.
Really? You'd rather play on Thursday? Guys were – oh, man, they were gassed after that game.
When do you want to play? You want to try playing it in 2 months from now?
I'd give him at least a couple extra days. Mm. That was about as grueling a football game as I've ever seen.
It was physical.
That was a rough one, man.
I'm guessing there were a lot of guys that cramped up.
Oh, yeah.
And there were a lot of guys that were sick to their stomach from no matter how much liquid you're used to drinking in Buffalo. It's not enough down here.
How many IVs were on that plane?
How about the big horse for Buffalo? Diggs couldn't stay out on the field, man.
He kept going out at the end. He said, man, only have
he
me in
enough.
If you're going to throw me the ball. Mm. Let Isaiah get some extra work. Let Gabe Davis get out here. Gabe, do something.
Boy, Gabe Davis had a rough one too, man. A couple droppies there too.
I got to tell you, X-Man had a pretty good game.
He did.
And now we got spoiled because we could have put Xavier Howard. I was giving you guys a chance, and neither one of you guys came through on X-Man.
To put X-Man on the list.
X-Man gets a big play in the end zone.
Yep.
What goes up, he throws the ball across to Diggs, and X-Man jumps over the top of Diggs to make sure nobody's going to catch that football. And listen, he could have bailed out too because he was hurting, and he stayed in there to take one of the best receivers in football.
We could have put six or seven guys from that defense that, you know, on that MVP list or close to.
Well, the X-Man's asked to do
X-Men.
A lot.
Ogba could have been on there too.
Ogba.
We have the write-in option. You can always reply with.
By the way, Ogba had a great pass rush and gets tackled right away. It was pretty obvious to everybody on it and where they had to call it. So, yeah, there was just
effort.
The defensive effort. They literally could have said, dude, you got to make tackle on your own. My ass is ready to throw up over here. I'm not coming over to help you out. And they had guys running around. It was just so much fun to watch.
We had two texts that said, how come we're not giving any love to Jerome Baker?
Those guys.
Right. I mean, I just think there's like seven guys on the defense that we could literally put here in a list and had the best game yesterday.
I was trying to go with impact plays.
Yeah.
Those impact plays that you see. And again, this blitz from the outside, whether it's Jones or Holland or both on the outside, or those guys playing back. By the way, has anybody gotten better than Brandon Jones?
He's really good.
And by the way, you used to go, well, he's just a guy that blitzes. And now you're going, nah, he makes a lot of plays. He's gotten a lot better playing deep, getting a good break on it. His coverage has gotten better. Been nice to watch, fun to watch. Hey, listen, we got to go to break. We're running a little bit late here. On a Monday, 305-567-0560. Got a lot of stuff. I'd like to get your thoughts on all this stuff as well as crazy game, man. Just a crazy. Every game's got a different personality. And you're trying before the game. You're doing the pregame show. I think this. I think that. What I didn't say is I expect the Bills to have close to 100 plays and the Dolphins to have 30-something plays. And they'll have 500 yards, and we'll have 200 yards. But you know what? I think the Dolphins can pull it out. That never came up. Hey, Bob, I'll tell you what does come up every day for me. It's my big secret that I'm sharing with people. My good friend Dr. Alex Alonzo at Nuceria Health has helped me out in a big way, man, with all these programs they have. Haven't been happy, until a few months ago. Starting to feel tired all the time and run down. My sex drive, not where it needs to be. And like everybody else, man, as you get older, you want to get more out of life. You want to enjoy life. You want to have energy. You don't want to be dragging all the time. And Dr. Alex Alonzo is the guy to go to. Put me on a proven hormone replacement therapy program to get my energy back, feel better, be able to get that long walk in, play a little tennis. And just enjoy life, man. You don't, just because you're getting older doesn't mean you have to sit in front of the TV all the time. You can get that energy back at any time with all the great programs they have. And let me just say this to everybody. Oh, I've got my own guy I go to. Listen, that's great. But if you're doing this the right way, the healthy way, you got to go to a really good doctor. And Nuceria is lucky that they have Dr. Alex Alonzo to do this, man, from the blood work. You don't have to go to Dade County where they are. You can Zoom call him. And he'll go through everything with you. Look at the blood work and put you on a program. Hear what your goals are, whether you want to lose weight, get more energy, more sex drive. They've got so many cool programs that they'll put you on. So call the folks at Nuceria Health today, 786-305-6337. Get fantastic results, 786-305-6337 or mynuceria.com to learn more and make sure you say, hey, Joe said you guys are pretty good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Yeah. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It just goes to show, this is why we don't worry about anything. We've had so many lessons these 2-3 weeks. But, like, who's going to win it for us?
Everybody.
Everyone's getting a game ball for this. Oh. We are 3-0, which was not the goals that we set out, but it's all we can control right now. Okay, so let's get back to work tomorrow, but enjoy it tonight. This was a special one, fellas. They all said you couldn't, and you did.
Okay. Hey, quick turnaround, Coach said it. We celebrate this win quick tonight. Our goals are bigger than just beat Bills. You know what I'm saying? We know where we want to go. This was just a step to where we want to go. That's how we compete. Let's go. Fans on three. 1, 2, 3. Fans!
Miami Dolphins all fired up. Boy, they're giving away game balls like they're candy bars after a game or something, or protein bars. My God.
What'd you say after game one? It ain't cheap to give, what, 53 or 50 game
balls? Well, they get a ton of those footballs. I'm guessing they get a lot better price on them than we do going to the store. Right. But, yeah, he said, hey, man, we're going to do it again. Everybody in here getting a damn game ball.
All right.
Some of those guys going, damn, I got like 3 in 3 weeks now. This is awesome.
Well, you should see the Dorsey video going viral. Everyone making fun of it this morning. My people are tweeting out my Monday morning feelings this morning, and then it's the Dorsey video.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ken Dorsey, man.
Oh, man.
One of the great ones to ever play at the University of Miami, offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, showing frustration.
Ooh-wee.
After his players don't know how much time's left, something they work on all the time, and they didn't get a chance to kick a field goal. By the way, twice, before the half and at the end of the game. And, of course, they miss a field goal, too. Terrible. Just missed it. Just mishit it, and it was an ugly one. So, on top of that, you march up and down the field, and you only score 2 touchdowns. So, I'm sure there's a lot of frustration. But I'm guessing they're like, they've had enough of this heat. The heat wins. We're going back home. And I know Murph last night, who's one of my favorite guys, play-by-play for the Buffalo Bills, been around forever. He goes, see you in December.
Right.
And it had degrees. A little, yep. You know, he was kind of bummed. I said, darn, Murph, don't turn into a pig. I mean, you're starting to sound like the Patriots used to be. Like, you got a really good team. You're going to win a lot of games. You don't have to hit me with that December cold weather thing, man. I said, how about you make me a deal? Can you give me 40 or a little bit higher?
They want low and snow. Low and snow. Right?
No way we're making that promise in December. Yeah. No way.
By the way, Buffalo got at the Ravens next week. They got a tough one next week, too.
Yeah.
Ravens playing some good ball.
Hey,
right now.
By the way, Lamar Jackson has just been unbelievable. How about this? He's back. He's betting on himself. And he got a lot of games left. But I got to tell you, he's, what, top five running the football?
Got to be at this point,
He's got 243 yards. He's averaging 9.3 yards per carry. He's got 2 touchdowns, and he's thrown 10 touchdown passes and just 2 interceptions. So Lamar is off to a great start. He really is, and that's a good win for them. As well, yeah. They were at New England, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
By Devontae Parker had the game of games yesterday. I mean, they lost, but he went for 5 for $1.56.
Can I tell you?
Woo!
Anybody playing against that secondary is putting up numbers.
I know. He had his game, though. That was the they're waiting for.
And so we'll see what happens. By the way, we got our poll up this morning on Twitter, at Joe Rose Show. You can take a look. The MVP, most of them are guys on defense. By the names of Javon Holland, obviously, and the plays he made. I'll tell you what, it's hard to imagine anybody playing better, including last play of the game, than Melvin Ingram, who showed quickness as a pass rusher, had some big play. He has been a big, big part of this thing and has another fumble recovery. He's got a couple of those. One was for a touchdown.
Always
so,
around the ball, that guy.
So he's been really good, and you can't say enough about Christian Wilkins, who's also runs around and just got the very few defensive tackles have the energy of that guy. He's just a phenomenal athlete. And Tua Tagovailoa coming back in the second half and throwing a deep post pattern for a play that sets up what ends up being the winning touchdown of the football game to Jaylen Waddle. So that was the choices. If you have a – listen, we're not always right. If you had somebody else that in your mind you watch on TV or in person you thought was better, again, you can do a write-in on it. You can text us 305-567-0560 as we continue on here. I want to say this. I know the machine's blowing up. No, Mario Cristobal did not come on this morning. And so, yes, you have noticed he did not.
Yep, a lot of texts.
Not going to be on. So hopefully we'll have him back on next week before the North Carolina game. And we'll see what happens. I think there's going to be some changes in personnel. There can be some young guys getting some more playing time. I'm just guessing. There wasn't a whole lot. It wasn't just a one-part breakdown. It was everything. And it's got to be a little demoralizing. We've been talking about how good the secondary is, and they just absolutely got torched for a record amount of big plays. Like, I have never, ever remembered. 98, 89, 69, and 71.
God.
If you added that up and I had that for total offense, I'd feel really good.
I mean, the numbers on offense.
Three of those plays end up being touchdowns. Right. Phenomenal numbers. By the way, they did – this is a weird one. They only had 14 first downs. And the Canes' opponent, Middle Tennessee State, had 14 first downs and 500 yards of offense.
Ridiculous. I mean, it's a ridiculous number.
It was it was just
the quarterback threw the ball 16 times at 400 plus yards.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, when do you see that?
By the way, what did they see when they go, "Hey, we're going outside. We're just going to throw it. They can't cover our guys." Huh? That's what
amazing.
They look like
it's
they
amazing.
Did.
In that right. scenario, like you're backed up against your own goal line, you're in front. I mean, you don't want to blow the game.
He did
for them
not
to do that. Is
he did
insane.
Not let up. He kept that thing. He kept that pedal down, man. He just did not let up. And you thought you were making a little run, and maybe they were tightening up a little bit. They come back with another big pass play, drop one over the shoulder, set up another touchdown. They just. So you guys came out, you said you're a little flat to start with. We're going to take advantage because you're not going to be able to turn it on against us. We're just going to keep going. Well, they kneeled on the ball. They score again.
Mm.
Go one more. Could have been in the 50s.
Right. You're right.
And you had to write him a big fat check.
Dude. That's the biggest problem.
Got to write him a
$1.5 million to come in here and kick your ass. Right. That's
not
a bad one.
Not good stuff. Anyway, we do have a lot of stuff here to get to on just what has turned out to be two crazy wins with so many different areas to talk about during the game. I mean, it's just crazy. Little plays that kind of stand out, and you're walking out, and somebody goes, "Hey, what about this?" And, "Oh, yeah, that was good." And it's really interesting to listen to everybody talk about Josh Allen's game. Like, overall, he had a pretty good game. I mean, you look at it and you go, "Hey, that's pretty good." I mean, I've seen Josh have better games, but you look at a chance he's got to hit Isaiah McKenzie on fourth down, he one-hops it. I mean, he's been so good, yeah. He makes that throw, 9 out of 10 times?
At least, right.
And that, so he doesn't make that one. And then they got a chance to kick two field goals. Like, these NFL kickers are pretty good now. And they don't even get a chance. They screw up two plays to
one right before the half was just so stupid. What a dumb play. I mean, I know the one at the end of the game obviously is the game winner, and that's a bigger one. But that one before half was just – that was a rookie quarterback not realizing what was going on in the situation.
Well, I'm still not sure. Everybody – well, the snap was fumbled.
Yeah, it was
to
a bad
start
snap.
With, and it was like it just threw him off. Anyway, next thing you know, The only thing would have been better is X-Man picks that off.
Right. It could have been a pick six.
And runs it back, which would have been just.
You imagine what that stadium would have felt like if you would have ran that back with basically no time on the clock?
But it was a crazy day. And by the way, give it to Buffalo Bills fans. They bought a lot of tickets yesterday. They bought a lot of tickets. And one of the loudest crowds we've ever had at Hard Rock Stadium. And
Hope they enjoy the flight back, and thanks for buying the tickets. Did you see the one guy passed out on the, what do you call those things, little swirlies that you walk out of to get to the parking lot? There was a guy passed out in a puddle of his own puke.
Yeah, he was done.
He's making
a lot of viral videos
on social media now.
Yeah.
By the way, tough combination to be out at that game drinking all day.
In that heat?
In that heat. Tough combination.
With no water?
Right. Wow.
I thought that's the first thing we learned down here.
I like the Bills fans complaining and taking pictures and going, this was set up like this. Look at the way the field is. It's all
people are complaining
sunny
about the shade,
on the Bills side, but it's shady on the other. I don't understand. This isn't fair.
What don't they understand?
The Bills fans were pissed off and thought that was a part of, this is why we lost.
Want us to drop a little 32-degree weather down here, too?
Right. And that video, by the way, almost an embarrassing video of those Bills fans in Fort Lauderdale Beach taking over the elbow room. Bills Mafia takeover.
So I don't think it's embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
I think it's
unbelievable. Thousands of fans.
That they come down.
I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a fake video at first. Then
no,
you see
no
the
fake.
Elbow room.
Somebody
it's
show
good
me.
For the economy, man. It's good for
it was.
Know, let's
mean,
take all their money if we
that
can.
That place.
But we got to help the announcers, packed. Man. Everything, like, they call anything and everything South Beach.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? I don't remember what show we watched. They were showing the Bills thing in Fort Lauderdale. They go, look at South Beach.
Right.
So on the national championship game, they somehow – no, it was the F1 race. They somehow – they did the South Beach thing nonstop. They somehow took a shot over the top. And they made South Beach look like – in Hard Rock, like they're like a half a mile apart.
Right.
So they got this shot, and it starts on the beach, and women in bikinis, and guys walking around partying, having a good time, and then the next thing you know, they're over the top, and they're over the top of the stadium, and you're like – you know, so you're watching, you're going, hey, let's go to South Beach and we'll walk over to Hard Rock Stadium.
Right, you should try that.
And it just wasn't the case. Hey, by the way.
About 441.
Yeah.
It's right in the middle.
Yeah, they didn't bring that up. Right. They kind of flew past that. Anyway, we'll get to a lot more stuff here. Adam Beasley going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him. Zach, what do you have for us?
All right, something exciting as always. And now on Victory Mondays, it seems like it's happening every week. It's Zafirum. Having a glass of Zafirum. Had one last night. You got to experience the Zafirum Victory Monday kind of glass, or the Victory Sunday night, or Saturday, depending on your team, or just any day during the week. Unlike any other rum I ever had before. Why? Because it's aged in bourbon oak casks. So if you're looking for an upscale, luxurious spirit, you found it. Two different bottles, by the way. You can buy of Zafirum, the 21-year-aged bottle, or the limited edition 30-year-aged bottles of Zafirum. Perfectly balanced with the taste of fruit and spice. That elegant aroma, well, that's because of those bourbon oak casks I always tell you about. Great for top-shelf cocktails, sipping them straight up or on the rocks, or it's great with your favorite cigar. That's right, if you love cigars out there, Cigar Aficionado magazine recommends Zafirum by saying with that spice and oak barrel flavors, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. They've also received an exceptional 95-point rating from the Beverage Tasting Institute. It's not easy to get that, and they got it. Just another one of their prestigious awards there. But now it's your turn to enjoy Zafirum. Ask for it at your favorite retailer, restaurant, or bar. Enjoy Victory Monday with a glass of Zafirum. And follow them on Facebook and Instagram as well. They're social media friendly, at Zafirum, that's Z-A-F-R-A. Zafirum reminds you to always drink responsibly. And remember, there is no rum without Zafra.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today? Man, you must have a lot. We stayed away from all the games yesterday.
That's right.
Well, you know, it was a little bit of a slower day yesterday. I don't know, maybe it was because our game was so good. But let's jump right into to some of these games here, guys. And we have Titans and Raiders. I don't know what this does for you, but Derrick Henry, 20 carries, 85 yards. He's got to be getting to the point where he's frustrated with this team. They're, like, wasting his whatever years he has left. Does it kind of feel that way to you guys?
Oh, he's on an offense now that lost their best receiver, right, from last season. offensive line isn't the same as it was, and Ryan Tannehill is the quarterback.
Lawan's out now for the year, who at one point was one of the top two or three left tackles in football. They lose their best receiver. They didn't want to pay. Philly said it's working out.
Philly?
Wow. Yeah. Hey, do they want to tackle him, or is that still guys talking about still not wanting to tackle the big guy, though?
By the way, the Raiders are shocking 0-3 there. We go to this game, and this was the sucker bet of the day. The Chiefs were favored by 4.5 points against the Colts, who had just lost 24-0 to Jacksonville. 90-something percent of the money, of course, is on the Chiefs.
Right.
Vegas is begging you to take the Chiefs.
Of course.
The Colts win the damn game outright, and I took the Chiefs. I don't like to bet against Mahomes.
I did see offensive coordinator and quarterback had a little difference of opinion.
Yep. Eric Bieniemy.
What is he doing? Like, have you got time left? You have Mahomes? Like, what are you doing?
I think Mahomes agreed with you.
Mahomes should have that guy fired. That's ridiculous.
By the way, how does receivers play yesterday? Mahomes guys, were they pretty good?
The whole team sucks. They're missing Tyreek Hill.
Oh. Because they spent the first 2 weeks saying they didn't need him. And
right.
They were fine. They got a whole bunch of different guys to throw to.
And they threw 5 touchdowns that first game.
The scrappy Lions fell just short, guys. They gave up 14 points in the fourth quarter, lose to the Vikings 28-24. Sucks. I like this Lions team, but tough one.
Learning how to win
and
finish games.
All right, Ravens and Patriots. The Ravens bounce back. They beat the Pats 37-26. Mac Jones, 3 interceptions, carried off the field in tears after hurting his ankle.
Forget the Patriots. Lamar is fun to watch.
Yes, he is.
I had no idea he was going to come out and play like this. 14 games left, man. He bet on himself. He keeps this up. It's going to be a big fatty.
Next week, Buffalo.
More guaranteed money coming.
That's right.
Ready for some more from the division?
Yeah.
The sucky-ass Jets, 27-12, lose to the Bengals. Patriots and Jets both 1-2, and both suck equally, I would say, at this point. Maybe the Jets a little more so, but.
So Joe didn't have a very good game.
No, Jets are starting Joe Flacco.
It is funny he's still a starter, isn't it?
Well,
Zach Wilson coming back hurt. 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks, I think, until he can come back.
All right, guys. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 2-1. They pounded the Chargers 38-10
there
yesterday.
There is your surprise of yesterday for me is that one.
Well, the crazy part was
Urban Meyer's just as bad as we thought he was.
But what are you talking about? The betting stuff. About an hour before that game started, a report came out. About an hour and a half before that game started, a report came out that they showed the starters on the board at the stadium, and they had Chase Daniel in for Justin Herbert, and it changed the spread right away. And then all of a sudden, Justin Herbert started that game. But they put the announced starters on the board, the scoreboard, and Justin Herbert's name was not on there. And then all of a sudden, Justin Herbert trotted out.
That'll change the point spread
and
over-under.
Yep. All right, we got to keep moving here because one of our favorite Bills fans has some thoughts on the game yesterday who I would think you guys would like to hear from. So, again, not a ton of really interesting games yesterday. The Packers 14-12 over the Bucks.
Bucks.
Late 4 o'clock game yesterday was whatever. Broncos and 49ers, the night game was a really crappy game. Jimmy Garoppolo ran out the back of the end zone like Dan Orlovsky.
The 49ers, that was the difference in the game.
49ers only scored one touchdown in the game. It was from Brandon Ayuk. Here's Mike Tirico on the call.
The throw to Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
What?
What? What do you mean, what?
The throw to Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
Mike Tirico on the call.
Thank you, Mike. Man. You're a trip. Do I do it one more?
Not really. I'm just going to play this next thing here. We can come back to it if we need to. All right. Let me regather here. All right. One of our favorite Bills fans spending a little Sunday afternoon at the sports bar.
Hey, to the world, me, yours truly. Well, I'm taking a lot of heat here from the guys because of my Bills. But the bottom line is, I know they're all getting IVs right now down in that heat. And, you know, I mean, considering how many guys they had out of the game, I think they went down there and fought pretty well. But in the red zone, especially near the end there when they're on the one-yard line, when you got a guy as big and as strong as Josh Allen, why are you lining up 5 yards off the ball? I mean, we know what Tom Brady would have done. They need to look at footage of Tom Brady with them quarterback sneaks that he does. I mean, nobody's better than Brady. And we got Josh Allen, who's probably bigger than Brady. And I had no idea why they would be lining up that far back. I saw video of Dorsey, the offensive coordinator upstairs, who's calling the plays for the Bills, breaking up everything at the end of the game. Yeah, he probably should have been slapping himself. Why would they be 5 yards off the ball on the one-yard line with a couple of plays to run on the goal line at the end of the game? To me, in light of what Miami had been doing and penetrating in the red zone and the previous times the Bills got down there, I think I would add Josh Allen under center. Hey, the guy is better than I at calling plays, I can tell you that. But to me, that was obvious. In any event, go Bills. Just another game. They got to come to Buffalo. Proud of the way the Bills played, considering all of the players that weren't able to make it out there today. Go Bills!
He got a lot of friends, man. Jeez. Sound like he had a bunch of his guys with him.
It's packed out there at that sports bar with OJ. You guys want the top three responses on Twitter?
Oh, yeah, please.
OJ talking about the Josh Allen sneak there. All right, reply says, unrelated, but the killer of Nicole and Ron was very good at sneaking around Bundy Drive unnoticed on June 12, 1994. I hope you find him soon. Lost to Miami today was a killer, Juice, and injuries cut us to pieces. It was a double murder.
Good Lord.
OJ, don't you have a blonde to decapitate? And then honorable mention says, shut up and get back in jail.
It's a cruel, it's a cruel world out there.
Mention, right?
It is.
I mean, he puts himself on there for this, man. He knows he's going to get it. Gets thousands of replies to everything he puts out there.
Here's Mike Tirico's thoughts on the matter.
Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
You're a trip, man. You're a trip. We've got to go to break here now. Oh, it's time to take a little break, and Woody's just like a little kid, man.
Yeah,
just,
that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
We just can't stop.
No.
Hey, I want to tell you something about really important out there, Chapman Partnership and the work they're doing for the homeless. Been talking about them, been giving money for a long time because I think it's important. It's about empowering the homeless on their path towards a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care. I can break it down even more. 2 to 3 months of helping people, medical doctors, psychiatrists come in, social workers come in and work with the homeless to help them get back out on their feet, help them find jobs, babysit for the kids, get families back together. That's the goal. Not to be there a long time, help them get a fresh start. Speaking of that fresh start, I want to let you know you can make a big difference at Chapman Partnership, where they're doing unbelievable work. We got 2 different facilities down in Dade County. I just will say this, to ensure they have support, we got a fresh start in their new home, and we provide these kits, which are so important. They're just $500. You can provide a fresh start to a family or individual with a move-out kit to help them transition from the homelessness to the hopefulness. And you give things for $500. People go, well, I'll give $500. What am I doing? Well, you're helping a family move out. They help them find a place to live, bedding, towels, pillows, cleaning supplies, cookware, and so much more for that $500, because the people at Chapman are able to get great prices to help them get all the things they need for their new place they're moving back into to get a second chance in life, man. So support families at Chapman. Support their journey home. Just Google Chapman Partnership move-out kits and click on donate to provide a family with a move-out kit. Now more than ever, man, we need your help. It's crazy out there. See a lot of homeless, and I want to let you know Chapman Partnership is doing their part unbelievable program they have. Just a little bit can change a life today. Be part of it, Chapman Village, and thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.